Well, police in Victoria say they've recovered millions of dollars worth of drugs from an illegal lab on the Bellarine Peninsula. In case you're wondering, the street value of pure amphetamine is about $1 million per kilo. And today, police say they seized 15 kilos of the stuff. The raids in Melbourne and St Leonard's near Geelong are the culmination of a six-month-long police investigation. The ABC's Rochelle Hunt was covering the story all day as it unfolded, and she joins us now on RN Drive. Hi, Rochelle.
Hi, Waleed. Well, it's certainly been a long day. It started at 6 a.m. this morning, and as you were saying, a property was raided out at St Leonard's, which is down on the peninsula. But that was just one of many properties that have been raided today, including a property at Maribyrnong, at Brunswick, as well as some of Melbourne's more, affluent suburbs in Melbourne, including Kew and Hawthorne, have all been raided.
Wow.
This morning in Maribyrnong, actually, when the police arrived at around 6 a.m, because the men were wanted, or one of the men was actually wanted in both Queensland and in New South Wales, they barricaded themselves inside and a siege operation resulted. A special operations group was brought in and they surrounded the Cumberland Drive property, which is just outside in Melbourne's west. And it took hours of negotiation, but the men did finally surrender and they willingly left with police. Police have said that they didn't use any force. However, an ABC journalist spoke with a witness and he said that he actually heard what he believed to be stun grenades. But when Detective Sergeant Inspector Doug Fryer was asked about this, he actually refused to comment, Waleed, in terms of the sort of techniques that they used.
So not a denial?
No, there was no denial. I don't think they like to give away sort of any techniques. But also found that this Maribyrnong house was around $70,000 in cash and three loaded handguns. So they were aware that the men had weapons, and I think that's why sort of the area was cordoned off for so long and why such a large police operation was in place.
How many arrested, sorry?
Four have been arrested in total at the moment. That's all information we've been given.
So you haven't heard anything about charges?
I haven't heard anything about charges. I believe one man may have been charged, the ringleader may have been charged, but as I said, we're not too sure. Information is sort of still coming out as we speak.
Sure.
The other property, which is the one that you mentioned, was the rural property out at St Leonard's. This is about an hour and a half outside of Melbourne. Now, police actually say this is the most sophisticated meth lab that they've ever seen. Every room of the house was being used, and I was actually up in the chopper and looked at this property today, and it was probably around a 15 square metre house, so you say a four bedroom house. The equipment that they used, police have said, was was incredibly high turnaround equipment, and as you were saying earlier, the street value is around sort of $15 million. But police at first, while they couldn't actually even enter this St Leonard's property because it was so dangerous and the fumes were so extreme that police actually had to retract themselves from the property. But they have confirmed that there are links to organised crime, but they won't say who. And just finally, another twist, if you didn't have enough already,
I was gonna say.
Is that one of the men that has been arrested and possibly the ringleader actually hired a plane, a Cessna from Essendon Airport to distribute the drugs to Newcastle. Now, police can't say whether or not this was a one-off or whether this was a regular drug run, but these guys appear to have a lot of confidence and one would think a lot of connections.
You'd think so. Wow, who says crime doesn't pay?
Rochelle, interesting story
today. Incredible story. Thanks for your time, Rochelle, and for the report.
No problems, Waleed. Thank you.
That's the ABC's Rochelle Hunt, who, of course, has been covering that story all day. 26 minutes past the hour now. You're on RN Drive. We'll lead Ali with you. I'm going to have a look at Australian tourism just very quickly, or perhaps the lack of Australian tourism, thanks to the high dollar. You'll see what I mean.